The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, as more of us stay at home and away from offices and nights out, personal grooming has taken a different tack. While the makeup industry is crumbling, leisure wear brands are out the door and people are spending more on skincare. Liam Geraghty has been finding out about the breakup with makeup.
You're working from home, like, what's the point? Like, who's going to see you? Only your housemates or your partner or your friends. Like, so you don't feel that same need to always be glammed up.
We've all been doing things differently while working from home. That three-piece suit John from accounting always wears is now a t-shirt with a picture of a tie on it. Irish independent journalist Amy Malloy says it's been a similar story with makeup.
Even on work, when I was doing Zoom video calls, I felt the need to put on makeup for them. But then I was like, what's the actual point? Like, you're just on a video screen.
With the same story all over the world, a McKinsey report anticipates that the global beauty market, valued at $500 billion, will decline by 20 to 30% in 2020 because of the coronavirus.
Last week, Estée Lauder came out and said that they might have to let 2,000 staff go. Like, many companies are actually reporting that they've had increased online sales, but yet they're not offsetting the decline of in-store purchases. You know, when it comes to makeup, like, speaking personally, I can't do my own makeup for love nor money. And you can't beat that experience of going into a store and having an expert giving you face-to-face advice or actually doing your makeup for you in person.
Beauty culture in these hard times is a highly trained scientific affair. And if you don't know your stuff, you're out.
It makes people feel good. And with COVID, that's been kind of wiped out.
Margaret O'Rourke Doherty is the CEO of the Hair and Beauty Industry Confederation.
That consumer experience has changed. You go into a counter over counter now, there's a lot of the testers are gone. So where you would have been able to try or have a look and kind of decide what you like and what you don't like, a lot of that is gone. So the shopping and the retail experience has changed because of COVID. And it is a very large industry here in Ireland in terms of the cosmetic sales. You're talking about 1.1 billion. So it's not a small industry. It's quite large. And that has a massive knock-on effect on jobs.
It's not just at home people are wearing less makeup, it's also out and about because of mask wearing. For some, masks have resulted in skin irritation and what has been dubbed macne, essentially acne. Because of that and all the hand washing, the cosmetic industry has actually seen a rise in sales for skincare products.
Especially during the sort of earlier part of lockdown.
Ralph Doyle is co-director and founder of the Byrne Perfumery in Carron, County Clare.
Where people were frantically hand washing all the time and using a lot of alcohol-based sanitizers, you know, which dry their skin out. People were looking for hand creams and hand lotions and for soaps that weren't as harsh. So yeah, that certainly went up a lot. You know, it's one of those things like you look back and you go, well, of course, everybody's stuck at home. They still have money in their pockets maybe. And, you know, people like to go out and they like to shop and they like to spend things. And maybe under a stressful situation like lockdown, people are doing self-care things like buying themselves a nice candle or hand cream or whatever it might be.
Working from home, though, has seen something of a boom in people wearing activewear. Here's Tara Cook, who runs Sculpt, an upmarket activewear shop in Powerscourt Townhouse Centre.
We've seen a fourfold increase in online sales during lockdown. Now, it's come back a bit since the stores opened again, but online has remained reasonably consistent. So I don't think I could survive without having online anymore. Now, we always had online, but it was only about 2% up to maybe 10% of the business. But now it's like it's core part of the business. I have to say I have moved to just wearing eye makeup because I can't put a mask on and have it full of makeup.
Back with journalist Amy Malloy. Amy says until things pick up again, people are enjoying the breather.
Women are definitely embracing the opportunity not to have to put on a full face of makeup every day.
Well, as long as there are women, there'll be makers up of women. So it looks as if they'll have a job for life.
Liam Geraghty reporting there.